5 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News Time is 8:43. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on a Tuesday. We're pleased to be joined by Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon as we talk about the KVOA drive for food and the work of the Salvation Army as a whole.
Lieutenant Haddon, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. I love it when the sun is shining.
It's a wonderful day. It's going to be a nice afternoon here today before we start getting the weather rolling in. And we've only got a couple more days before the KVOE drive for food to help out your Salvation Army food pantry. How are things looking in the pantry right now?
The pantry is getting pretty bare. We've been consistently busy giving out our food. We're really needing everyone to just really make those mountains and piles of food and for you guys to pick up.
And indeed, we want to make it as easy as possible for the community to participate. Mm-hmm. So all you need to do is get us your address. Just call us at 342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com and give us your address and leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway Thursday morning, and one of our volunteers will be by to pick it up. So help us out, and really, any donation, none too small, none too large, we can make sure it all gets taken care of and gets down to the Salvation Army food pantry. So, Lieutenant Haddon, the need obviously is there, huh?
Yes, the need is very much there. And, as we've mentioned earlier, that, you know, just any basic staples that you would normally put in your pantry, you know, just buy an extra one, donate it. And again, just the things that are easy to cook, easy to prepare meals, and cans of food that have those pop tops that we give out to the homeless, you know, because that's just easy to open the can without a can opener. So basic meals, and again, we call them household goods. You know, like deodorant and laundry soap is always very well welcomed and needed.
Is there anything right now, Lieutenant, that really you don't need at this particular point in time? Anything that's in at least decent shape as we get into the drive for food Thursday?
Yeah, so canned green beans and canned sweet corn. We still have a lot of cans of that. But anything else is needed, especially canned fruits. I've mentioned before jelly. We do get some peanut butter in, and the easy to prepare, you know, meals. They really like ravioli, SpaghettiOs, instant rice, instant potatoes, sugar. That flies off the shelf pretty fast.
I know we always get a lot of ramen noodles in there, too, during our drive for food. I think the ramen noodle count at stores in Emporia goes down dramatically after our drive for food each and every year, which is good.
That's good. Well, yeah, and when you think about it, you know, we talked about winter is setting in, so it's when people are going to want something warm to eat. And so, you know, ramen noodles make for a good soup, and they're so easy to prepare, and they're cheap.
Well, and we want to thank our friends at Thomas Transfer and Storage for use of their truck tomorrow and some manpower. Yes. We certainly need all that we can get. Boy Scout Troop number 157, and we have an army of volunteers that will be on the residential routes here in Emporia, but also a big thanks to all the schools and businesses that are holding their drives as well, and we'll be by to make those pickups on Thursday morning as well and get those to the Salvation Army, and hopefully we can keep that pantry in good shape through the winter months. That is our goal here each and every year, but we can't do it without you, our listeners. Make sure you tell your friends to get us your address, because we need to be put us to work. Don't worry about that. We'll make sure we get to all the addresses that are out there on Thursday for our 20th annual drive for food. Well, Lieutenant Haddon, the United Way of the Flint Hills, which the Salvation Army is, I know, a very proud community partner the United Way. Yes. I have been on the board of directors there for 6 or 7 years now, and I know how much the Salvation Army appreciates the United Way and all the work that they do. The United Way's campaign for this year launched last month, and I know that the Salvation Army, Lieutenant Haddon, appreciates the United Way in being involved.
Absolutely, yes. I'm very pleased with the cooperation and collaboration that we have with the United Way here in this community. And you know, just to let people know that our pantry really is based off of donations. You know, I have very little in my budget to spend on food. And so, you know, we are very dependent on the donations that we receive.
Lieutenant Haddon, for folks that don't know, what are some of the different services that you provide? Obviously, we're focusing on the food pantry here. This is a critical need getting into the winter and maybe even in some cases early spring in years past. But for folks that aren't familiar with your operations besides that, what else does the Salvation Army offer for folks in need?
Well, as you know, as you were saying with the United Way, we get funding from the United Way to provide emergency utility and rental assistance. So if someone is has a eviction notice or a disconnect notice for their utilities, then we try to keep them housed and try to keep their water and electric and heat on. And then we also, again, the food pantry, we do a bread line during the week. We have disaster services, our thrift store, and that thrift store provides affordable household items and clothing items to people. So it's a pretty important ministry to us as well. We are a church, so we are Christian-based. And we have some youth programs as well as Sunday morning service and women's group. So that's just the tip of the iceberg, because we want to come back and talk about Christmas and kettles and bell ringing and needing volunteers for that.
Okay. I'm curious about the bell ringing side of things, but I think we better wait on that until we clear the drive for food at this point.
Let's get the drive.
Right.
Let's drive through
that's
here
right,
first.
That's right.
You did wind up getting some help, though, recently because you got the emergency services coordinator, if memory serves me correctly, which takes a little bit of a load off of you.
It does. We do have a new emergency. We call her an emergency assistance case manager. She's doing a great job for us. And so, yes, we're very happy to have that position filled.
Well, Lieutenant Haddon, we appreciate your time here this morning, as always, and I will we'll have you back on frequently through the holiday season to promote all the activities that you have for the Salvation Army. But thanks to you and your staff for all that you do, helping those in need, and we look forward to a big day coming up on Thursday, and we will see you in just a couple of days.
That's right. We're excited.
Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
That is Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon joining us on our Newsmaker 2 this morning, Chuck.
All right. Want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 will be at 8:20, as we'll be chatting with Emporia Public Library Director Robin Newell. We've got two more interviews in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow after that. We'll have our community partner spotlight with Building Blocks Community Child Care in Council Grove. Abby McConnell will be joining us for that as we continue our look at the United Way of the Flint Hills and the community partners. And also Greg Jordan, Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan, will have his biweekly appearance. Don't forget that coming back to today's schedule, here shortly, in just over an hour, we'll have the KVOE candidate forum, USD 253 school board, the race involving Mike Crouch, Lillian Lingenfelter, and Paul Mikey, our guests today, 10:06 this morning here on KVOE and KVOE.com.
And we can get those questions asked, can't we, Chuck?
Yes, you can. We've got our questions. We know you have yours, so call us during the program at 620-342-5863, or you can message the same number. It turns out to be the Bluestem Farm and Ranch text line, 620-342-5863. Get us your questions, and we'll get those answered here throughout the course of the program today.
And we're talking about the the United Way fundraising campaign that is ongoing, led this year by Mr. Mike Argabright,
right,
superintendent of a USD 252, and also the Madison Virgil School District superintendent this year.
The interim, yes.
But if you would like more information on the United Way or to donate to this year's campaign, just log on to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org. All the information is right there, and we'll continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlights tomorrow, as Chuck alluded to. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:53, our Newsmaker 2 this morning, brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial.
Shop Emporia first. Invest in our hometown.